What's up, everybody?
We are back.
We are back at it again.
Back at it again with the podcast.
With the podcast. Welcome to America's Diesel Podcast, brought to you by Diesel Power Products.
America's Diesel Superstore.
Spokane, Washington. Say Spokane, Spokane.
Yeah.
You get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Anyhow, thanks for tuning in today. Make sure and check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. Leave a 5-star review, screenshot it, email it to tyler@dieselpowerproducts.com.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you send me an email that makes me sweat a little bit, yeah, I'm talking to you, Augie. You send me an email that makes me sweat, I don't know. I'll do something. I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna do, because it's gonna come to me when it happens.
Yeah, just so, like we have to keep it clean but spicy to you.
Yeah.
The challenge to you guys is to keep it clean and spicy to us.
Yeah.
Because I will follow you down that hole.
Yeah.
And just so no one wants that.
Yeah, just so you know, regular clean bar, our clean bar. Okay.
Like, you'd have to be able to say it on the podcast, and yeah, people would probably, like, they have to get the image in their head of, wow, that's incredibly distasteful.
Yeah.
But you can't use, like, distasteful words.
Mainly, if you just make me laugh.
You gotta be a wordsmith.
Yeah, a wordsmith.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I also want to appreciate everybody that has been sending in reviews. Holy moly, man, that is, it's pretty awesome to see how this thing's working out. It's actually going, it's going pretty well. Good.
We're almost at 50 episodes.
Yeah, it's all in all, it's going pretty well.
That's nearly a year.
Yeah. Wow.
51 a week, 52 weeks.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
We should have it's almost our anniversary.
It is almost our anniversary. I didn't get you anything. We should do something for the 50th. Anyways, what are we talking about today? We're talking about clutches.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about clutches.
Clutches. Not what your wife holds when she gets all dressed up and you go to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it. I know what purses are.
I didn't catch on to that. Clutches. Fact. Every manual transmission needs one.
These are indisputable facts.
Indisputable. Yeah. Also, if you can't find them, grind them. Don't do that. Anyways, we're talking about clutches. So, and it's kind of a sad topic for me, just because, I mean, in this day and age, 2019, we don't have any manual trucks anymore.
Yeah, they're pretty much all going away.
New trucks. So that's kind of sad. I mean, if you're lucky enough, you could have picked up a 2018 with a G56, a Cummins with a G56. Mm-hmm. That's the last we did. We had to pick one up. So
it is sad, but I get why they're doing it, but it's sad.
I don't get why they're doing it, because to me, like, a diesel truck, something that's used for towing, like a manual transmission is, you know, is the best thing if you know how to use it, you know. But I'm sure there's probably people out there that don't know how to drive a clutch right.
This is true.
So there's, points of failure there.
Plus, but with the advancements in automatic transmissions.
Yeah, it's hard to beat those.
It's hard to beat. And we all know, because we've talked about mechanical advantage here a whole lot, and this is a slight tangent, but we're talking about transmissions still. Once you start really gaining that mechanical advantage, and you can do that once you have a lot of gears to work with. I mean, look at, like, an 18-wheeler that has, was it 18-speed?
18-speed.
Like, they're not going through and going to 5 grand every time. They're basically staying right in their power range.
Yeah.
Just whole time. So I'm not saying everything's going to start going that way, but I get why they're doing that. Mm-hmm. Do I like it? No.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just something, I don't know, something that just gets me going about changing those gears yourself.
Rolling gears.
Right. So clutches, there's single disc, there's dual disc, there's dual mass. So first off, I think we should start this with, like, kind of just a little bit of some nomenclature here. Pretty much, well, any 07 or newer Cummins, any, was it 94 to 97 Power Stroke, and I believe that's it for ZF6. Didn't have dual mass flywheel.
Ooh.
How am I not remembering that? Anyways, dual mass flywheel is mostly prevalent in the 07.5 to newer Cummins, and that's the most common one in the G56. And a lot of people think that a dual mass flywheel is a dual disc clutch. And I don't think a 9903 had a, no.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so it's just a 94 to 97 Power Strokes. Had the same thing. And basically what that is, it's not a dual disc clutch. What it is actually, for you listeners out there, get your imagination out. But it's essentially, if you were to take two flywheels and kind of just stack them, and then attach them with some springs, right? So it basically is like a damper.
Mm-hmm.
they have just, they're just weak. They just don't hold power, especially when you do a tuner or some of those, you know, anything that increases power. When you've got that plate that's moving, and this is my guess on what's happening here, is when that plate starts to move, you're already kind of in the torque, mm-hmm. and you're moving, and that will just keep on going and slip that clutch.
Well, that's just another thing they've done to try and make a truck drive better.
Yeah, more like a car.
Yeah, I bought this, you know, 6.7 Cummins, and it's got a manual, and I got to shift it like my Civic.
Yeah.
And I keep missing gears, and it's hard to put the clutch in and out. And all, it's like, okay, well, now we got to make it nicer for you to drive because we don't want to hurt our sales.
Yeah.
But then you get Captain Hotshot over there. It's like, dude, give me a single disc ceramic with a solid flywheel. I can figure it out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So those are the only trucks that are kind of, so the early Power Strokes, and then the 07, well, I should say not 07 and a half, I should say 05 and a half. My gosh, we already had this Splits and Oddities episode. I didn't even pay attention to myself.
I wasn't going
to
say anything. But,
right. So 05 and a half, 05, any G56 transmission from the factory, going to come with a dual mass flywheel. Are they good? About stock, for stock horsepower. That's about it. And even at that, I'm still kind of cringing on it. So that's just the first kind of the weird clutch that's out there. Otherwise, most other trucks are going to come with just a single disc. Single disc just consists of all of them have flywheels, of course, of flywheel, pressure plate, clutch disc, throwout bearing, pilot bearing, all that kind of stuff, right? So it's one clutch disc that has two sides. And that's what most every other manual transmission has. And most of them will come with an organic facing. That's true. Like the factory facing. In organic, what material is organic? Well, it's organic. It's an organic material.
It's a special secret sauce of organic things, yeah. And they're vegan,
yeah.
And they listen to all their music on vinyl.
Yes, yeah. That's okay. But anyway, so organic clutches. Organic clutches aren't all bad.
No.
Because organic clutches actually will allow for some slippage without burning the crap out of the clutch. To a point, obviously, when you start slipping that clutch, you can burn it up quicker. You definitely want to be careful, especially if your horsepower level is exceeding that of which a single disc organic can handle. You're going to wipe that thing out pretty quick. So most stock clutches, single disc, organic. Okay. As far as upgrades go, I mean, we sell single disc replacements for various horsepower levels. Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, most people under that 500 horsepower mark on a truck that is, I would say, like Cummins wise 05 or previous, like that didn't have the dual mass flywheel, so basically like later 5.9s and 6.7s, you could get away with doing a single disc on a 500 horsepower truck or less. Mm-hmm. Depending on the facings, depending on what you want to do. And that's the thing, when a customer calls us for a clutch, the first thing we ask is, what do you use your truck for? And then the second thing, and I guarantee every single salesman will ask you this, is what do you use your truck for, and what have you done to the truck to increase power?
Because those are, don't lie.
Yeah, don't lie. Seriously. Because there is heavy-duty organic clutches that you could get to where if you have like a tuner or something small on your truck, something small as far as a power adder on your truck, those will mostly be fine. And the first one that comes to mind is like South Bend's, their HD, their heavy-duty organic clutch kit.
Yep.
I think they're all of them are $824.50. That's the price, yeah, I always remember. That is a fantastic single-disc organic clutch. So it's going to give you those stock-like driving characteristics, but it's going to be stronger than stock. So you could do a tuner. You could do some slight upgrades. Mm-hmm. For that, I mean, a heavy-duty organic clutch, I mean, you want to stay below that like 4.25 and lower.
Well, that, and you're not like banging on it. You're not like,
yeah, going, yeah, out there, this isn't a racing
gears all day.
Yeah, it's not a racing clutch. It's not a sled pulling clutch. This is just an organic would be used to replace another organic. And at any point I'm replacing an organic, I like to go to maybe a heavier duty clutch, mm-hmm. a heavier duty organic. And that's where that one really shines. So there's single disc organic. And that, again, that's perfect for that guy that uses this truck, how it's intended on, you know, how it's supposed to be used for. And again, not abusing it, not getting crazy with it. Then there's the guys that kind of get, okay, I may hit that 500 horsepower mark, but I don't want to splurge on a dual disc. Okay, well, there's friction materials available, which are going to be either a ceramic, that's what South Bend uses, which FE, go back to your table of the elements, periodic table of the elements. Forgot the number on it, but I had it wrote down. But anyways, FE, it's iron. So it's an iron-based material. It's going to be much harder. It's going to be a little grabbier. Then there's ceramic, which is like what Valair uses. Again, ceramic is actually, I tried looking at info on this as far as like ceramic versus ceramic, which one's better kind of a thing. And I don't know. You find all sorts of stuff out there. But ceramic and ceramic are going to be a grabbier material. And when you get past that 4.25 mark, it's kind of one of those things where you can't have your cake and eat it too, kind of a thing with clutches. And that's the thing. When you get to a certain horsepower level and you call us for a towing clutch, like we might break your heart because it's kind of one of those things that's not, doesn't exist.
Yeah. So, you gotta pay to play.
Yeah.
You gotta know what you're getting into. A whole bunch of anecdotes can probably fill that out too, but yeah. Nature of the beast.
Yes. Yeah. So ceramics are that, they're like the bridge between the single and the dual disc. That's like what can kind of get you by. I don't want to say get you by because, I mean, on my second gen truck that I had, it was 630 horsepower dynoed. I had a Valair Kevlar ceramic single disc. It held it all day long for me. I never had a problem until I sold the truck. And then the person that bought it then somehow, you know, and I put a ton of miles on that truck too. So
and they were super easy miles. There's definitely no videos of you on YouTube
nitrous
doing
pulls or anything.
Nitrous pulls from the oil shop.
That's not me. It's not me at all.
Not me, cuz.
Anyways, so it, you know, they're a single disc can be a good clutch and you can get great life out of it. I did. You certainly can. But again, it's one of those things where you kind of got to look at what you're building. Again, have a plan. We talk about this all the time, having a plan. So if you are planning to build a truck past that 500 mark and you want to abuse it all the time, I would look at doing a dual disc. I would not, if I could go back and do it now, I'd probably go with a dual disc, even though I didn't have any problems with a single.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where I always like to overshoot rather than under, you know, so if I got 400 horsepower, I'd rather have a clutch that's rated to 400 or 450 or 500 versus one that's rated just to 425. And I'm like real close to that. Like, I don't like
same kind of deal with your automatic transmission.
Exactly.
You don't want an automatic transmission that's built to hold your exact horsepower.
Yeah. So if you're that guy that's over 425, got to have a clutch, but still wants to tow. Unfortunately, you either can go to a dual disc organic or you can go to a single disc, but you're going to be in ceramic or you're going to be in ceramic. The thing with those materials are grabby. It's one of those things, it's either on or it's off. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you take off or you're trying to, you know, take off nice and easy with your trailer or your camper or something, you're going to, it's going to jerk you around.
I mean, unless you know how to drive it.
Unless you know how to drive it, you can kind of feather it a little bit and kind of, but you're still going to get that kind of that jolt when you take off and for backing up. Again, that's where we have the conversation with the customer saying, hey, what do you use this truck for? Because that guy that tows all the time may not want that sort of feeling when he takes off or backs up. So at that point we look at, okay, well, you're at this horsepower level. Your only other option is to go to a dual disc. So, that goes to, let's see, we just talked about ceramics. We talked about ceramics. Yeah, so we'll just go into dual discs here. And actually, there's one more. There's one more that I want to talk about, and I thought this one was really cool. And this is one that Valair offers. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think it's only actually available in the dual disc. But this is just another facing that you might run into. It's called sintered iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know really like what that consisted of until I kind of really looked into it. And it's basically a bunch of metal types like in powder form. So you've got like aluminum, copper, bronze, nickel, brass, steel, all these like powdered metals, mm-hmm. that are then put into a die essentially and like pressed and like made into these pucks or pads that go on the clutch. The cool thing with sintered iron, it can handle extreme slippage. So your sled pullers, your drag racers, got, which whoever's drag racing with a manual, I mean, you could do a lot better with an automatic. But
the little man inside the automatic transmission shifts way faster than you can.
Way faster. So.
Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah. Little man or woman.
Or, yeah.
We're talking about trannies here.
Oh, yeah. It's gender inclusive, I thought.
That's right. Okay. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Throw that out there. Sintered iron, which this is what sled pullers use because you can slip this clutch. Anybody who's watched a sled pull, if you think they're just throwing her in gear and just kind of just going, no, they are literally starting in like third gear or something.
They're basically at like 5,500 or even higher RPM.
Already. And then letting the clutch out.
And if you really want a good example of this is go watch a sled pull at night. Or watch a video of a sled puller at night with a manual transmission. And no matter what shield they have under there, you can see underneath the truck, and you'll see flaming, like, red-hot clutch material coming off.
Yeah, it's almost like sparks coming out.
Yeah, coming off. And the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, my goodness, what's going on there? I was like, oh, it's the clutch.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's in third gear, and he's at like 6,000 RPMs on a concrete-filled block.
Yeah.
That's what's coming off there.
Yeah. Yeah. So sintered iron is a material that can handle that better than a ceramic, better than an organic. I mean, it's essentially designed for sled pulling is what it's for. I mean, for a guy that just daily drives a truck, unless you're insanely, not insanely, but if you're up there in the horsepower level and still kind of want to play and, sled pull every once in a while, you may want to look into doing a sintered iron, but I don't know. It's kind of depends on how much you sled pull, I guess. Because if you're sled pulling a lot, you might want like an SFI approved, actual competition clutch, because you might need one for depending on your class.
Exactly. That's like the right tool for the job.
Yeah.
We've talked about that actually recently, just in life in general.
Yeah.
But reminds me, I had a call yesterday with a guy for a clutch on a 6 liter, and these are like the type of questions that you really have to like get into, and we're not trying to like date you and find out about your life and your truck. It's just like it helps us gauge where we can put you in a clutch. Mm-hmm. And he's towing a little bit heavier with the truck than he was before, and he's like, okay, it's a 6 liter and it's tuned. I was like, okay, now did this clutch go out like right when you put the tuner on? He's like, well, it's been there for a while. I was like, okay, how long has the truck been doing what it's doing now since you last modified it? He was like, oh, I've been doing what I've been doing now for, at least like 30, 40,000 miles. Like, I tuned it years ago, and I've been towing the same trailer with the same load ever since, and the stock one just went out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so what that indicates to me is like, okay, so you know what you're doing. And even though this truck is tuned, you don't have it on the Ricky Racer tune. You're not trying to pull hills and bang gears and all sort of kind of stuff. So that tells me, do I need to get you into, the big bad dual disc because you're going to be hitting on it hard? Would it help? Yes. Do you have to now? Now that I know how you're driving the truck? No, we can get you into an upgraded single disc.
Yeah.
And that really kind of trying to figure out where I was going with that story there. But
yeah.
Like knowing the backstory of what you're doing with it and why you're replacing it. Because the other side of that is, man, I just put this tuner on my truck, and I have like 170,000, or I just replaced this stock clutch less than 20,000 miles ago. I put a tuner on and I smoked it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, we need to get you something that's much, much, much better than stock.
Yeah.
But if someone's made the stock, clutch last on their truck that long with what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what you're doing, and get you into just a little bit more upgraded clutch.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That kind of wraps it up for like the main facings you're going to say. So we've got organic, ceramic, ceramic, sintered iron. There's like Kevlar, which is kind of I would put it as like a high end organic, but not organic because it's not organic.
Yeah. It's like the havesy.
It's like the havesy between a organic and ceramic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's single disc stuff, okay? So single discs, about the maximum horsepower that a single disc can hold that we sell, I want to say is, I was 630 horsepower. I would probably say that 600 mark, you're kind of playing with fire. I mean, unless you really know your truck and know how to drive, and you, like, I didn't do any, like, competition sled pulling or anything like that. I mean, I just drove my truck on the street. Like, I don't even think I drag raced it. If I was drag racing, it was just whoever I was racing on the street. So a single disc can take care of you up to that mark. I think that Kevlar ceramic is rated at 550. So you just be careful when you start getting to that horsepower level. And again, if you want to consistently run those higher horsepower levels and not have to worry about that, just don't even look at a single disc. There's nothing worse about doing. I mean, I hate doing transmissions. I hate pulling transmissions, especially clutches. I hate doing clutches. They suck. The transmissions are heavier than heck. And trying to stab that input shaft through, it's a headache sometimes. Sometimes you get it right on the first shot, and sometimes you don't. So, if you're close to that horsepower level, just do yourself a favor and get a clutch that's rated for more than that, because doing a clutch twice sucks. Doing it once sucks.
Yeah, so get yourself a good clutch.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to bang out a tranny twice.
Fact. So, dual discs.
Hit me with the dual disc.
So, dual disc again. This is kind of what you have to do for anybody. I would say if you're at that 500 horsepower mark, look at doing a dual disc.
The other criteria there too.
I'm going to bring that up. It's my little caveat at the end.
Do it.
6.7 Cummins.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to bring that up at the end. Tell them to forget everything I said about dual disc or single disc. Anyways, but dual discs, that is what most guys are looking to get into that are playing with their truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the proper clutch that I would say that you would want to get into if you're, again, planning on a build that's 500 plus. And on like these, well, It's kind of funny when you say these newer trucks, there's really only one truck we can talk about as far as for manual transmission. That's a Cummins. Yeah. But you can get, like with a Cummins, for instance, you can get to 500 horsepower really quick, quick.
Yeah.
So, and that was what he was bringing up. That's my caveat on the dual disc. If it's a 6.7 Cummins, I almost wouldn't even look at a single disc unless this was a completely stock truck that's going to stay stock and like you're selling it.
Well, and even then with the dual mass flywheel, if you were to do the single mass flywheel and a single disc like stock-ish or even just a single disc clutch on there, you're already starting to transfer so much torque because that the dual mass flywheel kind of deadens it a little bit. Things. So now it's almost like going with a harder stalling or harder engaging converter. Or torque converter on automatic transmission. And now you're putting that torque load and those torque spikes into that transmission, you're going to start slipping that clutch real fast.
Yeah.
Especially if that truck has been to Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
for
there
sure.
are companies out there that if your truck has been to Mexico and you put a single disc on there, there's no warranty. They will just tell you straight up, you have to have a dual disc.
Yeah.
Whoever sold you that clutch is their fault. How do we know? It's happened to us before.
so dual disc. So that, again, that is for 500 plus, that's what I would look into. The best clutch, the towing clutch that we have is a dual disc organic.
Beautiful clutch.
It's a beautiful clutch. It's perfect for that guy that's got the basic mods, you know, intake, tuner, exhaust, and wants the ultimate towing clutch. It's organic, so it's smooth engaging. You have twice the friction surface as a single disc because there's literally two discs. And just so everybody knows like how a dual disc works, you've got flywheel, you've got friction surface, you've got floater plate, which is basically the second flywheel. And then you got another clutch disc, then you got pressure plate. You'll usually have a modified clutch fork with it, new pilot bearing, of course, because all the clutches we sell, if you get it with a flywheel, it's going to have a heavy-duty pilot bearing already installed. Mm-hmm. Most dual discs too need you to upgrade the hydraulics. If it's a G56 truck, they're going to come with hydraulics, most of them, unless it's a racing clutch. But the organic dual disc clutch, the ultimate in towing.
It's like the best of both worlds.
It is. Yeah, for sure. So, and that is up to about 550 horsepower. And when I say 550 horsepower, if your truck is 549 horsepower, you may want to look at a different clutch. Again, it's something that you don't buy a clutch that's for your exact power level. Like, overshoot.
There are diminishing returns, though. You don't want to get your triple ceramic quad paddle, whatever they call them now, like competition clutch for your stock horsepower truck.
Right. Yeah, well, absolutely. I was just going to say something about organic, and I just totally forgot it. Towing organic clutches. No, it was about the horsepower level. If you're at if you're at like 549 horsepower and you want to tow and you're like, hey Tyler, hey Ben, I want this dual disc organic, but I'm at 549 horsepower. Do you have like one that'll hold more? My exact words will be, turn your truck down. Make it have less horsepower. Because if you're towing, there's no point in that extra 49 horsepower. I mean, yeah. I'm sure it would kind of help a little bit, but but at the same time, we tell guys, if you're going to build a tow rig, 500 horsepower is your goal. That's what we tell guys to shoot for, because that is something that is you still have a reliable truck.
Yeah. And when we say reliable, I mean, we're talking to all those other parts on the truck.
Yeah.
And this is not to get on a huge towing tangent there, but getting above that, you start adding trailers to it, you start adding lots of shock load and lots of load and all these other parts.
Yeah.
That's when you start testing, I don't know, springs, U-joints,
yeah,
all these other parts that you probably don't want to have to worry about, it, not necessarily replacing, but upgrading.
Yeah, yeah. So
axle shafts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're at that 550 mark and you want to tow and you want a dual disc organic, turn it down. Sorry, but that's what I would do.
It's all about usable horsepower. Because I guarantee you, if your truck dynos at 549, you're not using all 549 while you're towing.
Usable
horsepower, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then once you get past that 550 mark, you're pretty much into ceramics. You're into the centered irons. You're into the competition stuff, which, again, that we kind of just cater each recommendation towards the build. So you can either like one of our most popular ones we sell actually is from South Bend. So they call their dual friction street dual disc. It's an organic ceramic. And actually that would be kind of the that one bridges the gap between the competition clutches and a towing clutch. You can still tow really good with that clutch. Don't get me wrong. Don't go telling everybody, well, Tyler said that clutch can't tow. No, that's not the case. It'll still tow. It's just going to be grabbier than an organic. And for a guy that tows all the time, he might not want that sort of feeling when he takes off, especially if you're trying to, like, precisely back up a trailer or precisely take off, or you got, like, I don't know, some china in your – I don't know, some bunch of glass.
A tea party happening. Some fine china.
So that clutch would be kind of like the next option for that guy that's at that mark, but still wants to tow. You can tow with that clutch perfectly. Ash, in fact, had that in his truck, and he towed with it. It's totally fine. For a guy that's never felt a ceramic, that's always had organics and gets into one of those clutches, mm-hmm. he's going to be like, wow, is something wrong? Because it's going to feel different.
It's also going to sound different.
It's also going to sound different. And that's bringing me to the next thing. With dual discs, the first complaint that we hear on dual discs is just the noise. Mm-hmm. And what is that? What is that noise, Ben?
It's the floater plate.
It's the floater plate. So
it's doing what floater plates do. It's floating.
Float around. Okay.
Floater's gonna float.
Yeah. So I think actually Southman does this on all their clutches now, where they have like a spring steel that attaches the floater plate to the main flywheel. And Valair either has their standard dual disc or they have their quiet version, which that's what they're doing, is basically this little thin spring steel that stops that floater plate from rattling around. Because it's not like a class fit. It's not like a super tight fit where this thing's not going to move. There's going to be some play in there, mm-hmm. just because you're engaging and disengaging all the time and you want it to smoothly happen. So that spring steel will still allow for, because the gap in between the flywheels is bigger than obviously the little tabs on the floater plate. So that allows it just to engage and disengage, but not rattle around and make a bunch of noise. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, if you have like a G56 truck, and we keep on talking about G56 transmissions, there's all these caveats for G56, but they're noisy. They're a noisy transmission. Even with a quiet dual disc, it's going to be noisy. And when they first came out, it was kind of funny because everybody thought their throw-out bearing was out. Mm-hmm. So it was hilarious because you push in the clutch and you hear this noise, and you're like, what the hell is that? Yeah. You're like, well,
What's just an aluminum case
that just kind of like resonates through the transmission. Funny enough, the fix for it, or not necessarily like it won't take the sound away altogether, but it quiets it down quite a bit. Overfill your transmission. This is about the only time we'll tell you to overfill something.
Yeah, like doctor's orders.
Yeah, doctor's orders. What guys do is take the shifter off from inside and fill it from inside. Because obviously, mm-hmm. how do you overfill a transmission with a plug? Like, well, I don't know. How do you do it? You magic?
Yeah, find the top hole.
Wizard? Yeah. So you fill it through the shifter and fill it an extra quart. And what do guys use? Delvac 50. That's what we recommend, like a 50 weight. Fluid for those transmissions, and that helps. That helps keep them quiet. But there, any dual disc, again, it's one of those things where it's the nature of the beast. If you don't like it, well, then you probably shouldn't have that horsepower level, or have an automatic. If you don't want to hear anything, have an automatic.
That kind of goes along with horsepower goals, make your plans, Excel sheets, blah blah. You've heard it all a million times before. But what I'm getting at here is, you get someone that says, "I want an 800 horsepower truck." Okay, I got a manual.
Yeah.
G56, competition. Okay, you're gonna need a big bad boy clutch, but you're also probably gonna blow that transmission up because it's aluminum case. And what happens is, as you start getting all that high horsepower and high torque in there, case deflects.
Yeah,
gears don't mesh as much, and when they don't mesh as much, they skip or they just mix
binder. Yeah,
we're not talking like, oh man, I stripped a gear. Like, boom,
there's a hole in the case. Yeah. Or it's cracked or something. Can you have high horsepower on a G56? You can't. Cooper's done it. Our general manager, his truck, I think when we were down at Industrial, his 5.9 that he had, it was like it was 07 5.9. I think it was 07. I don't know. That's long ago. Jeez, that was a long. Yeah. I was like in my teens, I think, back then.
I was like, the videos we have of it literally is filmed like on a flip phone.
Yeah,
like potato.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Brian's phone.
Yeah.
With me next to him. Yeah. But his truck dynoed at Industrial at 909 horsepower. Everybody dynoed. So you can totally make it happen. I mean, there's case braces for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's you can do these coolers that go in the PTO slots, which are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Things like that can kind of help if you're higher horsepower. Most of the guys that are higher horsepower aren't running manuals. I mean, they're running automatics because, I mean, like you said, nothing shifts faster than a little man inside the transmission. I mean, and that's true. That's 100% true. All right, so we got single disc, dual disc. We talked about the facings. Yeah, so anybody over that like 600 horsepower mark, you're gonna be looking at a competition clutch, unfortunately, yeah. Or a dual disc or a dual disc ceramic. A dual disc ceramic, I think, will handle up to 700. But golly, I mean,
well, then you start getting into higher plate loads as well. You start getting to like that 3850 or 3800 competition plate load. Yeah. And plate load, that's basically just like how much pressure that clutch is going to have put on it by the plate.
Yeah.
My nomenclature on these are not as good. Yeah. Like I can see it on my head, but I can't really well. And the higher the plate load, the bigger your left leg needs to be, basically.
Yeah.
If you want to be able to actually slip that clutch, you start getting a higher plate load, it doesn't want to slip.
Yeah, remember, the higher plate load is higher friction that is pushing those discs together and pushing it against the flywheel. Mm-hmm. And so, in turn, guess what? It's going to be a little tougher on your foot.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we kind of touched on all the facings, dual disc, single disc. For guys out there that want more information on something specific, definitely shoot us a call or email. Mm-hmm. There's one thing. There's a bunch of good information out there, too, which I've kind of printed out. And this is actually from South Bend, and I thought they had something really cool because it's like they recognized it, so it's like, and we recognize it too, and so we kind of laugh about it. But they call it their unreasonable requests. so this is
a great thing to have on a website.
It is. So it just had these four bullet points. So the first one is, my truck puts out 800 horsepower to the ground. I drive it every day, and I want a clutch that doesn't push hard. Not gonna happen. Sorry. Yeah, and again, that goes up to when that you get to that horsepower level, you've got so much working against you. You need to have that pressure on those clutch discs to stop them from slipping.
Well, just so like much torque. People, yeah. I make 1,000 horsepower on your automatic transmission. Cool. You need like the biggest, baddest stage 9 million that you can make.
Yeah.
Well, wow. How expensive is that? Well, it's like $12,000. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Really? Like, yeah.
A lot of work. Yeah, a lot of work goes into those to make that horsepower get to the ground.
Well, my stock one lasted me 15,000 miles.
Not with that horsepower, dude. Sorry. So you mean it blew up the last 15 minutes you had your 800 horsepower?
Yeah.
So this one's a funny one, too. My truck has only 400 horsepower, so I just need a single disc clutch. But I want a sled pull once in a while. Okay, you're going to wipe your clutch out pretty quick. Like maybe pass one. You might get one pass, depending on the facing material, you might get the second pass out of it. But at that point, you have greatly fatigued that clutch.
Yeah. So like one sled pull weekend and that clutch will not drive the same.
Yeah.
Like not even close.
Yeah.
Unless it was completely shot beforehand. But yeah, just
don't do it.
Yeah.
This one's a good one. This one actually we probably hear the most of, but, I pull 20,000 pounds every day. No, you don't. but I can't afford a dual disc clutch. How many miles do you think I can get out of a single disc? -4.
It's not. How long can I survive with a bullet in my brain?
Yeah. So there's that. This last one is just a simple. Is this the last clutch I'll ever put in my truck? Okay, guys. Clutch is a wearable item. It is meant to be replaced. So new. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
It's a negative Ghost Rider.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny for South Bend to throw that together, but it's totally true. Wow.
Silly tober.
So, but yeah, so true. I mean, it's, you know, got to pay to play. It's the thing. I feel like we always end with pay to play, but I mean, it's so true.
Yeah. We got to find a better anecdote than that, but it works. So that's why we use it. So onto the rants.
Onto the rants.
My rant's real simple here. Tyler gets the second choice or second option. My rant right here, since we're talking about clutches, people learn how to drive a stick, please. That's it. Like, I'm so tired of hearing people that don't know how to drive sticks.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying you have to drive it really well. I think you should be able to.
Yeah.
But to be able to, like, you shouldn't, as an adult in America with a driver's license, there should not be a point where you get in a car and you're like, I can't drive it because I just don't know how.
So this might take a little bit longer than you anticipated, but I was bartending a wedding for someone just a couple weekends ago. And there was this gal that me and my wife were talking to, and she had like 5 kids, right? And they had like they ranged, like her oldest was 16, just getting, you know, and they were all over the board. But anyways, this is about the 16-year-old. It was funny because I heard this on another podcast that like 16-year-olds and like people like, okay, when I was 16 or I was turning 16, dude, I was in driver's ed at 15 and a half. Like, I want my license that day. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, I need to have my license, right? There's, like, kids nowadays, like, they don't even care about getting their license. Because they're just, like, Ubering everywhere. Like,
yeah,
using stuff like that. I'm like, what's going on? Like, this is, and actually, then I started thinking about it. I was like, this could be a good thing for us. Because if our generation, like, I don't know if it can be considered our generation or not. Mm. And this could be my rant. This will be my rant for today.
Yeah.
So this, because it's kind of our generation. I mean, we're probably on the far end of it, but still maybe lumped into that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like now, like, for me now, trying to find, like, a muscle car or, like, an old classic, super hard because all the older guys want them and are taking, you know, and getting them and buying them and building them and that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now with our generation, nobody gives a crap. So to me, I'm like, man, there's going to be all these really good deals on vehicles like in like 25 years because nobody's going to care about vehicles. So I'm like, this is great.
It's the best day of my life.
So yeah, that was the best news I heard all year, I think. So I was like, so yeah. So moral of the story, don't get into automobiles.
Yeah.
Save it for the us that actually like them. And yeah, done.
Yeah. Uber. Learn how to drive Uber a stick. Don't be a... I don't want to say sheep or just, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rage.
Yeah.
Bent up. On that note, I gotta end this before I get really angry. So, I'm going to get real political real fast, and no one wants to hear that unless you do, in which case we'll probably get knocked off of iTunes. Anyhow,
Demonetized.
Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next week.
See ya.